This is a podcast from the BBC.
Hello everyone, it's Chris, and I'm here with your Friday podcast, which is now a thing. We used to do the show 5 days a week. We only do it 4 days a week now, and this podcast is here to kind of fill that gap. So coming up on the show this week, we're going to speak to one of our favourite callers that was on the show. A little hint, she's never been on a flight before and turned out to be one of the best callers we've spoken to in ages. We're going to catch up with friend of the show, Good News Jamie. He always puts us in a good mood. Last time on the podcast, he told the world's longest joke, but loads of you have messaged me to say that you loved it. And then, the most important bit of this podcast, we're going to try and get a couple of you on to ask your questions. Anything you want to know about the show, message me, Instagram, Twitter, get in touch however you like, and we will answer as honestly as we can on this podcast. It's what it's here to do. Now, we've got half an hour to record this podcast because of studio bookings, and so we're going to have to really rattle through. So let's not muck about. We're going to start this the same way that we do every week. Let's catch
Hello,
up with Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks.
I've caught you off guard with this one. I've just called you out of the blue. Didn't give a pre-warning or anything.
No, why is that?
I just forgot. And we've had a busy week, so I just thought I'd come in and just bosh out the podcast very quickly. Do you know, we've only got half an hour in this studio to make this happen.
Okay, well, make it quick then.
Yeah, let's make it quick. So we've had a fun week. We've been on tour for a large amount of it. How was it for you?
Good. I feel like I've got a bit of fresher's flu right now, actually. I've got a little bit of a cough, a bit of a cold. I'm not one to complain, but yeah, I have. Because there's been a lot of hours on the road. There's been a lot of stuff going on, hasn't there, this week? It's been really, really busy. Probably our busiest week of the year, or the last 2 weeks, anyway.
Yeah, real talk. This time of year, it's really exciting because we love going out to all the student unions and doing freshers gigs and stuff like that. But it gets to a point 2 weeks in where we are quite tired because we're sort of working days and we're working nights at the moment.
I today feel that I have hit that wall, yeah. But that won't stop me going to, where am I going?
Cheltenham tonight, yeah.
Cheltenham and Winchester as well.
We've got a really weird situation tonight, right? Where we're both DJing on the same night, but entirely separately, which I don't fully understand. So you're on earlier because then you're going off to DJ somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then I appear later on. So I need to ask you just to not play anything that I would play.
Well, that's not going to happen because we play the same song. Do you want to know what my morning's been?
Go on.
Back at Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, wow. What are you doing there?
So I am doing their official podcast this year. So it's really odd because obviously when I did Strictly, it was 4 years ago. Mm. And you know, when you go back to your old school, that. It was really weird because everyone was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm doing the podcast. But it was really nice to see everyone again. And it's kind of, nothing's changed. It is a bit like when you go back to your old school. It's like...
That's a really good analogy. Yeah, that's analogy. Because when you go back, it's the same sort of smells and the same feelings that you get.
It's exactly the same. Walking along that corridor in there today, I was like, this is so weird. But none of the stress.
Yeah, true. Do you get treated like a hero when you return?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Everyone was like, Scott, and giving me like massive hugs. It was actually really, really nice. So a lot of the pro dancers that I knew from that time, a lot of the celebs, I saw Joe Sugg. I saw Dr. Ange in a yellow shirt. And who else did I see? Kate Silverton off of News. Saw her.
Yeah.
And Katie Piper, I met her. So it was a really nice morning.
So this is for the podcast, right? This is for the Strictly Come Dancing, podcast.
What they do is they think, well, who was one of the best dancers, like, in the whole time that we did Strictly? And then that's how they choose the presenter for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But this is your first year doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's weird because, like, even though you're not a contestant, we had to record a little trailer, which is going to go out on the main show tomorrow, like, on the telly. So I had to dress up, and you get treated the same. They're like, your shoes are waiting for you, Scott, in Shirley Ballas's dressing room. And I'm like, oh, it's like being back on.
Mm.
So I had Shirley Ballas's dressing room. And that people just bought me shoes. People bought me a jacket to wear. And they were like, don't tell anyone, but it's Bruno Tonioli's. So don't ruin it. And I was like, oh, okay. Try not to spill food down it.
See, here's the thing. I'm not mad on Strictly Come Dancing. Like, I get what it stands for, and it's a good show and that. Is it worth me subscribing to the podcast?
If you're not a fan of the show, then no.
No. But it's not that I'm not a fan. It's just I'm wondering if this podcast might, because I like you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you like me, then get it. If you're a Strictly fan and you love the show and you want to know the ins and outs of it, then it's a good thing to listen to, because you get all the kind of behind the scenes stuff that you might not know about.
Yeah. In my ideal scenario, I think you should host Strictly Come Dancing.
That would be great, wouldn't it? So we've said it now, so hopefully they'll listen. I'll tell you what, if you download my one, I'll download your Peter Crouch one.
Do you know what? I've not mentioned it so far, although you are the first person we've spoken to on the podcast. Listen, we've got to rattle through today because we haven't got long in here. Don't you love this about Radio 1? It's like, right, you've only got half an hour studio time. We'll give you half an hour for this. So I'm literally frantically trying to make things work.
We need to do it right. Right, this would be a good podcast. Think about it. Behind the actual scenes of Radio 1.
Yeah, but this is what I'm hoping will be. This represents that, doesn't it?
It does, actually. This is like the closest we've got. But imagine if we actually just recorded on our phone like all the stuff that happens. It would be number one podcast.
Yeah, I agree. But I think this can head that way. I think for now, it's like we're trying to make a thing of it. But actually, from now on, I might really just talk about the shambles that goes on here sometimes. Good to speak to you. And been loads of good stuff on this week that we're going to talk about on the podcast. Yeah. One thing that I really do want to clamp down on for next week is I don't like the Christmas chat. That is sort of creeping in already. I think we've got to watch ourselves there. We're open to backlash.
We've played a Christmas song way before in years gone by. Like, we've played it like start of September. So everyone needs to just chill.
Mm. All right, then.
I'm busy, so I'm going.
Yeah, well, I'm busy too. Okay.
I'm busy, but I'm actually going.
Okay, I'm hanging up first. Bye. Every week on the podcast, we like to speak to someone that's got famous through the show. And without a doubt, this next caller is that person. So she rang up to be on Bangers and we liked her so much we had to get her on the next day. She had an amazing story where she's never been on a plane before. She told us this on Bangers and then said that she's going to be going on a plane very, very soon for her birthday. And we got her on to give her a load of advice about what to do when you fly. In case you missed it, here's a little bit of what we said to her.
What are you going to wear?
What am I going to wear?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You know you have to dress really smart.
Why?
Because it's the thing to do, yeah. It's like a really sort of...
You're pulling my leg, but I don't know.
No, always dress up smart. If you're too, if you look too kind of shabby, they won't let you on.
Really?
Yeah, it's the wrong analogy, but have you ever seen Titanic?
Yeah.
You know where they all get really dressed up for that?
I haven't got a dress like that, have I?
You need one of those old Elizabethan dresses.
Oh, I'm sure my mother's got one of them.
Yeah. But if you wear one of those, there's a chance you might get first class.
Really?
Yeah, dress up. 100%. They're not letting anyone scruffy in first.
Yeah, but I can't go in public like that. I get looked at.
You would get looked at, yeah, but think about it. You'll get more leg room.
You're having me on, but yeah, I know you are.
If you want to go in first, you need to dress like that. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Also, when you, it's kind of etiquette, when you get on the plane, right? There'll be a cabin crew there wanting to check your ticket and where you're sat.
Yeah.
Just give him a salute. You know, like an army salute.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to do that.
And I'm pleased to say she joins us on the podcast right now. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole, I was out last night and people I was with wanted to talk about you. I think you've kind of become famous this week.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But it's funny because no one knows my face.
No, but that doesn't mean they can't talk about you and that you were on Radio 1.
Oh, well, what were they saying?
Oh, they were just saying that you were very, very funny. Because I think you've got this unique outlook on everything. And also, you trust me and Scott so much with what we were saying.
I know. Gullible.
I wouldn't say you were gullible. I would say that you're just... Maybe you're just inexperienced with flying, aren't you? And we were trying to show you what it was all about.
Yeah.
So do you feel you've become a little bit famous through the show? Has any of your family or friends heard what you were saying on Radio 1?
Yeah, they said I was an embarrassment and I was awful. I was embarrassing.
No, that's really, really harsh. Did they not find it funny?
Oh, yeah, they were laughing. Have you seen Gavin and Stacey?
I have seen Gavin and Stacey, yeah.
Do you know when Mick's on the telly?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it was like in my house.
What, so they all came round for dinner and to listen to you on the radio?
Yeah. Oh. I've replayed it about 10 times.
That's amazing. Did you hear from old friends or anything?
No, nothing.
Oh, what about the sort of local area? Does everyone around where you live know that you're on Radio 1?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, my boyfriend's friends do.
And what did your boyfriend say about it?
I'm dull.
You're dull?
I'm dull, yeah.
That's it. You couldn't be any further from that, Nicole.
Oh, thank you.
So when's the flight?
28th of September.
Okay, so not long now. So if I'm right in thinking, 28th is actually next Friday.
Yeah, it's a week today we're going.
All right, what we might do, Nicole, when you fly next Friday, is perhaps we can speak to you, because we record this podcast on a Friday. Perhaps we can speak to you when you're at the airport. That could be quite fun.
Oh, yeah, you'll have, yeah, that'd be really good.
Because then we can hear how it was when you went through security. And obviously, I told you a load of stuff, which you definitely, definitely can't do, by the way.
I know.
We were just doing it to have a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, I know.
But we want to hear all about it. Also, is it your first time in Amsterdam?
Yeah, first time.
What are you expecting?
I don't know. Cold weather.
Do you know what Amsterdam's famous for?
Anne Frank.
Anne Frank, yep, that's very, very true.
I love Anne Frank.
Are you going to go visit her house?
Yeah, that was my actual surprise, Anne Frank's house. I absolutely love Anne Frank.
That's so weird you say that, because when I was going out with my girlfriend, she really, really wanted to do the same. And I did that as a surprise as well. Took her to Amsterdam to go see Anne Frank.
We can go on a double day.
We can do. I'm married to her now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Have you got any plans to get married soon?
Oh, my God, no.
Have you considered that he might be proposing in Amsterdam?
Oh, my God, no. No.
It'd be, do you know, Nicole, it'd be great for the show if he did.
Oh, I know. Take one for the team in Italy.
Listen, we want to stay in touch with you on the show. And it'd be great to speak to you on the podcast next week when you're actually at the airport. Because I think loads of people are invested in this story.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Because I'd be like, I don't know, like, well, I'm there, didn't I? You know, you'll see my feelings, you'll hear my feelings.
Exactly, like an exclusive.
I know, I'm just scared. I'm going to cry because I'm so scared.
No, you should be excited. Don't be scared, be excited. Well, Nicole, it's great to speak to you again. And I love that you're involved in the show. And I really hope you enjoyed your time on the show and that everyone treated you well on our team and everything like that.
Oh, they have been brilliant. And you've both been brilliant.
Cool. All right, then. Right, stay in touch and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Nicole, have a great weekend.
And you. Ta-ra.
All right, bye then. Every week on the podcast, we get in touch with a guy called Good News Jamie. And I get so many messages about this guy. So the story here is that, again, a bit like Nicole, Jamie called in for bangers once and we just really, really liked him. And when you guys get involved with bangers and get involved with show features, it's sometimes great to speak to you again and again and again, because the show is all about you. And Good News Jamie, we haven't really spoken to on the show properly, but he's become a fixture on this podcast. So let's give him a call. Let's see how he is. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Jamie, it's Chris Stark.
Hey!
Hey! You good, Jamie?
Oh, mate, do you know what? I'm in a good mood today.
Why?
I don't know. I just woke up in a right good mood.
Jamie, I just wanted to catch up with you as always. We haven't got long. We've only got, like, I think about another 10 minutes left of this studio to record this podcast. But we wanted to give you a quick call. Everyone always asks me about you. Where's Good News Jamie? How's Good News Jamie? Why don't you get Good News Jamie on the show? How's your week been? So I saw something on Instagram about you learning to rap.
No, not learning to rap, but I love Eminem, but I played his track for 3 hours just trying to learn one little bit and I've got it now.
Go on, Em.
So, finger bend, chicken wing, educate, igazay, little pump, little tate, imitate, little Wayne. I should name everybody in the game, pick a name. Oh,
that's actually really good.
Do you know what? Mate, listen to this one as well. When I was just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me these crazy things. She used to tell me my daddy was an evil man. She used to tell me he hated me. But when I got a little bit older, I realized she was the crazy one. And there was nothing going to do with say they're trying to change, because that's the way she was. I say, you don't want to be shady. Why? Because shady will kill you.
Old school.
Do you know what? I do karaoke as well. I used to be a singer in Spain.
You actually sound like, you know how some people are quite good at rapping? Like, they can get the timing of it all right. You are actually that person.
Do you know what? Every single song, I might not sing it very well, and it might not sound good, but do you know when, like, these little bits in songs where they go, yeah, or something, or whatever? I always do it everything on time.
Very good. And you used to be an entertainer, you were saying?
Yes.
What kind of entertaining did you do then? What was it? Like singing and dancing and...
To be fair, I just took the mick out of everyone, played a bit of bingo, played a bit of banter, played some good music, played karaoke, sang myself, and was basically just myself.
There you go. Good news, Jamie. It's great to speak to you again. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, and I hope everyone has a lovely weekend and stay real. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
No, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, I do love a bit of good news, Jamie. He's just a very, very nice guy. You know, if you're ever feeling a bit tired, he's that kind of person that gives you a load of energy. But also, I like having him on the podcast because when I hear him, I think he's like a ray of sunshine. All right, it's my favourite time in the podcast. This is where we get some of you on to just ask questions about anything that you'd like to know. Remember, if you want to ask me these questions, get in touch through Instagram. Drop me a DM on there or send me a tweet or something. And then every week we'll try and get a couple of you on to ask those questions. And what I love about this as well is, and I know I say it every week, we just want to be really honest here. So feel free to ask anything about me or Scott or the show or Radio 1 and we'll do our best to answer, honestly. All right, first up this week is Gray. Hello, Gray.
Hello.
Hello, mate. So where do we find you right now?
I'm currently on a platform waiting for a train.
And do you listen to the podcast every week?
Every week, religiously. I love it, and I love the extra podcast too.
We're really having to bosh out the extra one today. We haven't got long. We're now dealing with this podcast is we're going to keep recording until the second someone throws us out of this studio. Let's not muck about. What is your question, Gray?
So every week when Bumbaleo Wednesday happens, you and Scott get back on and you've got these long tweets already really quickly. How true to are they, or do you have to make them up a little bit, or are they genuinely people texting really quickly?
That's a great question. So your concern is that we're just making up names of people for shout outs for Bumbaleo Wednesday. But to give a bit of context for those who don't know, Bumbaleo Wednesday was a thing that we started 1 week where we heard this song by the Gypsy Kings and just thought it sounded really uplifting. And we thought that given Wednesday is a hump day because it's middle of the week, that when we get to the middle of the week, we'll play the Gypsy Kings and have a little dance and do loads of shout outs. And it's almost signalling that the weekend is on its way. That was the original idea of it. And people seem to love it because we started getting loads and loads of messages for people that wanted these shout outs. And I assume you text in occasionally, Gray, and want a shout out.
Yeah, I just struggled to write the word Bumbaleo before you and Scott started doing your shout out.
It's tricky. No, we get hundreds of messages, texts and tweets. So we really are just looking at the screen and our screens update really, really quickly. So the big challenge that me and Scott have during Bumbaleo Wednesday is that we both are effectively looking at the same screen, just on two different sides of the studio. A bit boring this, but it'll give you a bit of an insight. So it's really hard for me doing shout outs for people trying to work out which one Scott has said. So often you'll find that the same people are getting like two shout outs. But genuinely, we get hundreds, if not thousands of messages.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm going to have to try and get on there one day. I'm going to pre-prime my messages.
Yeah, just like get it all ready to go. Pre-write it. And then as soon as you hear the music, hit send. I love that that's your question, though, Gray. A natural suspicion of us. I'll tell you this, though.
I'm always a bit suspicious.
There are other radio stations that I can guarantee are making up listeners that are listening. 100%.
I can believe that. I can believe that.
But we're Radio 1, so we're all good. Good to speak to you, Gray.
Thank you. I'm loving the podcast. Keep it going. Hope you don't get kicked out too soon.
Yeah, well, cheers, dude. All right, then.
Bye.
All right, let's take another question. Hello, Ria.
Hiya.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you ready for a weekend?
Yes.
We record this podcast on a Friday, so whenever we speak to people, it's always interesting to get a bit of an insight into what they're doing this weekend. You got any plans?
I'm just going to see some family.
Oh, sweet. And what are you doing at the moment?
Just having some lunch. Beans on toast, classic.
Cool. Well, we've really set the scene here, Ria. You want to ask me a question about something?
Yeah, so my question is, how far in advance do you and Scott pick your bangers choices? And do you have a list to stop you picking ones you've picked before?
Oh, that's another good question. Okay, well, yeah, to give you an insight, what I do is I've got, in the notes section of my phone, I've got a massive list of songs that I've picked previously on bangers. And whenever I have an idea or if I'm out and about and I hear a song and I think it'd be good for bangers, then I write it in my phone and every week we've basically got to submit the week's worth of bangers.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of do it a week in advance. That said, if there's a reason to play a song and it's really, really topical or something's happened or I don't know, a good example of this, well, I say a good example, it's actually really, really sad, was when we got the sad news that Avicii had passed away.
Yeah, I remember listening to the bangers when that happened.
Yeah. And so we both decided that we wanted to pick our favourite Avicii song and get someone on, let them decide. And actually, at the end of the day, we played both of them because they're both tunes. So yeah, generally speaking, it's about a week in advance. But obviously, we can change it at any point if we want. I'm always suspicious of Scott about who helps him. Because I find, generally speaking, Scott goes for a certain type of music. And then there'll be a week where his song choices are so different that clearly what he's done is he's got some help from somewhere. So someone has sent him a load of songs that they'd like on and he's passed them off as his bangers.
Yeah, you can tell sometimes that his bangers have gone up a notch.
All right, well, look, Rhea, thanks for your question.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to know about the show, please feel free to get in touch.
Will do.
All right, cheers, Em.
Cheers, bye.
I'm being given the finger right now, and by that, that sounds terrible, by the way. What I mean is someone's pointing at me and telling me I need to get out of the studio. So that's it for this week. I hope this podcast is okay. We haven't had too long to record it. We'll be back next week. Listen, if you want to ask me a question, please get in touch. Twitter, Instagram, go find me on there. It's not hard to do. And feel free to ask me anything, by the way. It's kind of cool being able to share how it works with all the technicalities about the show, stuff about the tech screen, and how we choose our bangers. But you know what? Ask us anything. Seriously, it's worth trying. And we'd love to get you on for next week's podcast. All right, hopefully we'll be back then. As I say, it seems to be a week-by-week thing at the moment, but I'm enjoying it. We're getting kicked out now. Thank you so, so much for listening. And we'll be back next week. Hopefully. Bye.
One unexpected fluids.
This is Riyadh and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh, my God. I'm terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah, mate, and folds up on everybody.
It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere, and usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo, though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds or wherever you found this podcast.